Believing the Scientists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. We've seen an amazing spectacle over the last few days. Millions of Americans evacuating ahead of a hurricane. People making the decision when the weather was still nice and the winds were calm to believe the media and believe the scientists and to get out, despite the considerable cost. It wasn't always this way. Before satellites, before radar, before hurricanes had names, which was not all that long ago, these storms would hit with almost no warning, and entire communities would vanish before anybody knew what hit them. Look up the Great Hurricane of 1938 sometime. But we've become so good at predicting storms now that local officials focus on evacuations and can tell people in good conscience that if you decide to stay, don't expect to be rescued. Basically, it's letting natural selection handle those who choose not to believe the science, which is the same science telling us that we either pay the cost of dealing with climate change up front or pay the cost of adjusting to it afterwards. We're seeing this drama repeat itself again and again. And each time, those who accept the science will move to the places that are safer, and those who believe it's all a hoax will be free to stay behind while nature does what it has always done. Bat last. And try to blow away the guy from the Weather Channel.
Wow, so there you go. The roof of the gas station just blew off here.
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.